This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It's your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. It is Monday, December 22nd. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Certainly doesn't feel like it with all the temperatures and records and being broken here in the valley. Very, very warm. I hope you've had a happy Hanukkah. If you're celebrating, welcome to Christmas week. Let's get caught up on what's happening. Well, state officials have released an annual report on child fatalities. It shows about half the deaths in Arizona were preventable, with a high percentage caused by car crashes, guns, and suffocation. While there was a 5.5% decrease in accidental child deaths overall, there was an increase in both drownings and heat-related deaths. Dr. John McGreevy with Phoenix Children's Hospital discussed the report on PBS's Arizona Horizon program.
We have definitely seen our fair share of hot summers, of these last two in particular, but you know, there are some things regarding supervision that would really help make a difference, whether that's changing your routine or whether that's not hiking on a hot day.
Another notable fact, the number of Arizona children who died from diseases preventable by vaccines also increased. A new report from a pair of human rights groups looks at the experiences of Honduran mothers who've been deported from the U.S. and separated from their children. From the Fronteras Desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has more on that.
Authors with Physicians for Human Rights and the Women's Refugee Commission interviewed women in November who'd recently been deported to Honduras. Michelle Heisler with Physicians for Human Rights says her team spoke with 21 mothers whose children were still in the U.S.
All we can say is that these are the experiences of the people we interviewed. And during the days we were there, more than half of the mothers separated from children in their U.S. had not been given the opportunity to bring their children.
Heisler says in some cases, women said they'd even asked to bring children with them, but had still been sent without them. Some 6,000 immigrant children were separated from their parents during the first Trump administration's zero tolerance policies at the border. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
The Arizona Secretary of State has launched a new TikTok account in hopes of increasing voter engagement. In a statement, Adrian Fontes says it's of paramount importance that election officials use tools like TikTok to communicate with voters despite the hesitancy of government agencies to use the app. The first video in the account shows Fontes talking about bringing voters closer to governance.
We need to show the people that are in governance, in government, that we understand our power. But that means everybody's got to jump in, you know, and it's really not that complicated. And I think we're going to try on TikTok to make it so that people aren't intimidated by voting.
Fontes's office says the creation of the account complies with a social media policy. Back in 2023, Governor Katie Hobbs had implemented a ban on TikTok at state agencies. Well, the U.S. Department of Energy has selected ASU to study how microreactors can be used to address data center needs. Ignacio Ventura has details.
The university will be part of a team with DCX USA, which specializes in data centers and AI. The goal is to create standalone sources to draw power from, reducing dependence on the traditional grid. Scott Barclay is the Assistant Vice President for Research at ASU.
Data centers are scheduled within the next 3 years to use about 1/8 of all the electricity generated in the United States. So they've ramped up in the last couple of years.
Barclay says the rapid expansion of AI infrastructure could cause data centers to draw too much power from the current grid and cause instabilities. He says data centers tend to exist in places where they can obtain cheap electricity, such as Arizona. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, one state in the Mountain West region is now the first in the nation to set up its own rules to protect wetlands and streams after federal protections were stripped away. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen tells us, advocates say it could be a model for other states.
Colorado took a major step last week by finalizing rules for a novel state-run permitting program. It applies to waters that used to be federally protected. That is, until a U.S. Supreme Court ruling 2 years ago drastically limited which wetlands and streams are covered. Now, when companies want to dig out a ditch or fill in a wetland in these Colorado waters, they'll need a state permit. Stu Gillespie is a lawyer with environmental nonprofit Earth Justice. He says this will also benefit states downstream.
The state in Colorado will always be providing that backstop. And that's what all other states should be doing.
Gillespie says the backstop is now more important as the Federal Environmental Protection Agency seeks to further shrink water safeguards. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Valley Metro has announced its schedule for the upcoming holidays, and as Ignacio Ventura returns to report, some services will be limited while others will be extended.
For Christmas Eve, bus, light rail, and streetcar service will operate on a normal weekday schedule, but there will be no express or rapid bus service. On Thursday, Christmas Day, all transit will run on a Sunday schedule. For New Year's Eve, Valley Metro will provide extended service with light rail and streetcar operations running until 2 a.m. And to help people get home safely, free rides will be offered beginning at 7 p.m. through a partnership with the Molson Coors Beverage Company. Operations will return to a Sunday schedule on New Year's Day with no express or rapid bus service. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the holidays can be a joyful time, but they can also give rise to anxious or depressive feelings. The National Alliance for Mental Illness says there are many seasonal factors that could trigger the holiday blues. Dr. Tyler Vestal is a Banner Health psychiatrist and has these suggestions for anyone with anxiety this time of the year.
How can we set realistic expectations and maybe even some boundaries as family members, as we interact with our family members? And then one thing that I really try to stress is, what do we enjoy about the holidays?
Vestal says if feelings persist after the holidays, then consider professional help and resources. Can a smartwatch help parents stop a child's temper tantrum before it starts? Kathy Ritchie has more on a new study that shows some real promise.
Mayo Clinic researchers developed a smartwatch-based alert system that detects stress signals, like a child's rising heart rate. It then sends a message to the parent's smartphone so they can intervene before the tantrum takes off. Dr. Arjun Atria co-led the study.
We found that the duration of their temper outbursts or the temper tantrums reduced quite significantly compared to those families that did not get these real-time alerts.
Atria says these aren't your typical tantrums, which are a normal occurrence in childhood.
But when they are lasting more than 15 to 20 minutes and then they occur 2 to 3 times a day, then they get broadly classified under the symptoms that we see in disruptive behavior disorders.
Study participants ranged in age from 3 to 7. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
As some sports news now, ASU has signed football coach Kenny Dillingham to a 5-year contract extension. The new deal will pay him an average of $7.5 million per year. Dillingham also secured a pay raise for his assistants, who will now share a salary pool of $11 million.
That's what I was fighting for, was that long-term commitment to our staff and to the program and to the commitment to try to be competitive in this crazy, crazy world. But our university has stepped up big time.
The new contract ends a whirlwind week of speculation about the 35-year-old Dillingham, who had reportedly been a leading candidate for the vacant coaching job at the University of Michigan. Also in the pros in football, former Tucson High School star running back Bijan Robinson had about 200 family and friends in the stands in Glendale yesterday to see his Atlanta Falcons beat the Cardinals 26-19. In his return to Arizona, Robinson finished with 168 total yards and a touchdown, went over 2,000 total yards on the season. The misery continues for the Cardinals, who blew an early 10-0 lead and have now lost 7 straight and 12 of their last 13 since that 0-2 start, which seems so long ago now. And that will do it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's Morning News Podcast. On this Monday, December 22nd, I'm Phil Latz, but thanks for listening. Enjoy the day, and we are back at you to do it again tomorrow.